Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Macro Micro News for Thursday, the 6th of March, 2025. Just looking at the American futures markets, they're all down big. Do you know what? I said yesterday, the ultimate judge of Trump will be the markets. I'm looking at the indices here right now, okay? And he's hardly mentioned the markets since he's come to power. Now, when he was last in power, he used to mention them all the time because they were performing. Now they're not. Now, the S&P 500 is down 4.5% since he came to power. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 2.3% since he came to power. The NASDAQ is down 7.31% since he came to power. And the Russell 2000 down 10% since he came to power. And that's not including today's forecasted drop. What is he doing? He is splitting up Europe. It seems to me he's aligning with Russia and splitting up Europe. He's now stopped, you know, arms to Ukraine. And also he's told Britain to stop sharing intelligence with Ukraine. And what the heck is he doing? I mean, I understand negotiating tactics, but that will cost lives. I see this as creating a massive rift between Europe and America, because Europe are now gearing up. They're all increasing their spending budgets on defence, including Germany, France, UK, to help Ukraine. And it seems like the US is stepping back from it and almost, you know, implementing procedures that's going to affect them negatively in the war. We could have a very few trade tariffs as well, of course. There's already softening data in the US. And these trade tariffs are just creating uncertainty in the market, which will make it even worse for Trump. He needs to have a solid outlook. You know, that's one of the things, the old cliches. Some of the cliches ring true for a reason. Markets hate uncertainty. And Trump has changed his mind this way and that, saying, okay, there's a tariff on this. Okay, let's negotiate. And now apparently he's delayed tariffs on autos, on cars, autos in America, of course. So people don't know where they stand. I think the American market is going to tank. And already they're breaching previous support levels, which is not a bad thing. I mean, we do get dragged down with it, but I think it may seem, you know, see some outflow, I'm hoping, from the index funds that target the Mag 7, the S&P 500, and they may come into the UK, because as I said, the FTSE 100 is at an all-time high. DAX, the German DAX is rallying like crazy. So we may see, it may help Europe. I mean, you know, America has been rallying, and they are sort of a year or two ahead of us, as far as Europeans are concerned. And while, you know, they've been rallying, we haven't, and now they're rolling over, and we're sort of rallying. It just, you know, I wonder how much we'll get dragged down by the US markets, that's all. Anyway, Let's crack on. Let's look at the let's look at some numbers, figures, the markets. FTSE 100 is down 1% a day to 8662. It did hit 8870, so we're sort of 200 points off that high, pretty much. The FTSE 250 is down a fifth of 1% at 20,085. Where is that? It's just bouncing off support. FTSE small cap, it's sort of flat, up a little smidge, 6,580. And the AIM All Share, it's also a little bit flat to the downside. It's down 0.04%. Now, Brent crude commodities, it's right now below $70 a barrel. It's at $69.78. Bitcoin's holding up, though. I mean, it's not a commodity, but it's sort of holding up a little bit. It's rallied the last 3 days. It's at $91,372 a coin, up 0.9%. Let's have a look at bonds. The bonds sort of rallied yesterday ahead of Germany's bond yields, really rallied because they're going to spend a heck of a lot more now on defence, and they're sort of almost fudging their budget to extract defence from spending so they can spend a lot more on it. So, of course, because they're spending, then they have to raise more money, so bonds sold off, the yields went up. That happened with the UK as well, which, of course, is going to spend more on defence. That's why they rose yesterday. The two-year, it is down 0.6% a day to 4.267. The 10-year is at 4.7% yield, and that's up 0.3%. A pound will buy you €1.19, but the dollar, it's really weak at the moment. It's at a pound weigh $1.28. And if you look at the dollar index, again, a weak dollar is not what Trump wants. And it's really fallen off a cliff. Last one, two, three, 4 days, it was 107 on the 3rd of March. It's now 104. And if you go back, it hasn't been this low since November 2024. So the dollar is weakening. And the markets are weakening. So it's nothing he will like. Also, commodities. Let's look at gold. Gold is sort of flat-ish. Well, it's down 0.5%, but it's just off a recent high. It's at 2,911. Copper. It rallied like crazy yesterday. It was about China restricting copper exports, apparently. But it rose 5.2% yesterday. And today, it's down 0.4%, so holding firm, really. Okay, that's the commodities. By the way, this format of this may be a bit different today because I'm actually now, everything I talk about as regards macro and micro news will be on a spreadsheet. There's loads of tabs for individual companies, for members of the Share Pickers Investment Club. So you can see the broker forecast on there, the market cap, the share price, all that stuff, and my comments and everything like that. If you join in a membership club, you can get that. Sharepickers.com. By the way, click on the book at the top and you can get a discount. Okay, macro news. UK construction PMI falls to the lowest since 2020 as house building plummets. Britain's construction sector contracted sharply in February, with residential house building declining at one of the fastest rates since 2009 due to weak demand and high borrowing costs, according to a survey published today. That's worrying. The preliminary reading of the S&P Global CPIS UK Construction Purchasing Managers Index fell to 44.6 last month from January's 48.1, its weakest level since May 2020, and below all forecasts in a Reuters poll of economists. That is really worrying when you realise how big a stimulus house building is for the UK economy. Story number two, UK firms see faster price rises and smaller pay increases, a Bank of England survey shows. British companies expect to raise prices faster in the coming 12 months, and their expectations for staffing numbers eased due to a rise in employment costs in April, a Bank of England survey showed today. The BOE's monthly decision-maker panel showed businesses expected employment to grow by just 0.1 percentage point in the coming year. And finally, UK growth outlook slashed amid tax and trade double whammy. The Chancellor's growth agenda was dealt a fresh blow today after the British Chambers of Commerce slashed its forecasts for the UK economy due to the tax and trade double whammy afflicting UK businesses. The business group now expects the UK economy to grow by just 0.9% in 2025, a hefty downgrade on the 1.3% growth it had envisaged for the economy at the turn of the year. That's a heck of a downgrade, isn't it? So all three stories there, I'm not picking these, those are stories at the top of most read at Reuters and CityAM, are negative. Okay, let's look at some microcap news. This is Cambridge Cognition, Cantab used for major global brain health study. Now, they are a 17 million market cap. Share price performance to date is up 11%. Over the last 12 months, it's down 26% or 27%. And they say, Cambridge, the brain health software group specializing in digital products to advance clinical research and patient treatment, announces its involvement in one of the world's largest brain health studies, the Intuition Brain Health Study 1, demonstrating the significant value of its proprietary digital cognitive assessments. Now, look at the forecast here. 2023, top line, 14 million, and a loss before tax of 3.5. For 2024, expectations are for 10 million, so it's a dip from 14 million to 10 million, and a loss before tax of 1.8. So that's obviously improved from a loss before tax of 3.5 previous year. Now, going forward, they do see some top line growth to 13 million and profit before tax. Now, it's rallied quite a bit this last year. And I'm saying right now, ignore this. Forecasts haven't changed with this contract. Revenues forecasts have dropped for 2024, but grow in 25 and 26. They are expected to make an adjusted profit for tax of 1.1 million, but there's no growth for 2026. It's flat on 2025. Cash is also a little tight. It's rallied off the bottom, but I don't see a lot more upside based on current fundamentals. Unless they land a significant contract, then that could change, of course. But right now, I think it's in the price. It's rallied quite a bit. Okay, next, Ilika. They are 73 million market cap. They've done very well over the last 12 months even. Well, they're up sort of 18% last 12 months, and they're up about 50% year to date. 73 million market cap. So they've announced Goliath development progress. Ilika, the UK pioneer in solid-state battery technology, announces it has successfully prototyped a 50Ah, I don't know what that is, Goliath electric vehicle battery, which is the key target outcome of the Faraday Battery Challenge History Programme. The 50Ah prototype is the capacity a battery Ilika will now optimise for its minimum viable product for EVs. The battery is expected to reduce costs, increase the range of EVs, and reduce their charging time. Ilika will now undertake further optimization based on the initial test results before commencing a build and test program in H2 calendar year 2025. The company is targeting an initial release of batteries of this capacity for partner evaluation from the end of calendar year 25. Now, I would say ignore. I do like the tech here, but maybe put it on your watch list, but it's not one for buying right now. But I'd say temporarily ignore. It's had a very good rally, and at 73 million market cap, there's a lot of hope already priced in, which is not backed by fundamentals. Whilst there's revenue growth, it's from a low base, and even in 2027, on forecast revenue of 6.1 million, it's still making a loss, adjusted loss before tax, of 3.3 million. On the plus side, they do have cash, 10.1 million reported at the 31st of October 2024, which should last them for at least 12 months, but I have no idea how much the development. I'm assuming developing this battery, these Goliath batteries, will take a lot more cash. So it looks like they're okay for 12 months, but like I said, they have rallied a lot. They are 73 million market cap, and forecast for this year, they're going to do revenue 1.3 million and a loss before tax of 6.3 million. So, like I say, after this year and the year after that, 2026, they're going to do a loss before tax of 5.6 million on 2.8 of revenue. So it's not backed by, it's a lot of hope priced in here. So I'd say I wouldn't buy it here.
if I you. I mean, you've missed a run here. Let's have a quick check. Illico's up today, 0.5%. But yeah, I mean, the time of buy was when it broke 200-day moving average at 24 pence. It's now at 42 pence. It's not cheap, put it that way. And thirdly, NARF Industries, N-A-R-F is ticker. They've got a 7.8 million market cap. A leading cybersecurity group specializing in advanced threat intelligence and software systems security is pleased to announce its US subsidiary, NARF Industries LLC, signed a $6.8 million multi-phase contract with the US government's Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. Got a mouthful, isn't it? This three-year contract under DARPA's Intelligence Generation for Tools for Security program aims to identify and address high severity chainable vulnerabilities before they can be exploited by attackers. So there's no forecast here. It's under review. And the broker says, given the relatively low top-line visibility still, current cash burn and funding requirements, we leave our forecast and recommendation under review. We believe that further material contract wins over the next 3 to 6 months, as well as updates on funding, have the potential to enhance the visibility and confidence in profit and loss metrics and the balance sheet. So I'm saying right now, ignore. Whilst this contract is quite significant, there's a need for funding. In the interims to the 30th of September, revenue for the period was $1.18 million, down from 3.11, made a loss before tax of $1.87 million versus $1 million, so that increased, and they had cash of $135K, down from $341K. Now, they did say they'd strengthen liquidity by agreeing to increase the CEO's working capital loan facility from 2.5 to 3 million. But like I said, they need cash, and that's probably why it did jump a little bit today on that news, but it's sold off heavily recently. And if you look at where they've been, they're down 15% year to date, and over the last 12 months, down 160%. And until they can get that funding through, I think, then it's not going to really rally. But they have rallied today 14.75% to 0.46. And lastly, Physiomics, PYC is ticker, 1.3 million market cap. They're a leading mathematical modelling, data science and biostatistics company supporting the development of new therapeutics and personalised medicine solutions, reports results for 6 months ended the 31st of December. Revenue, $329K, down from $374K. Loss before tax has increased from $235K last year, $249K this year. And cash down to $269K versus $403K last year. Every metric there has deteriorated. Now, I'm going to say ignore this. There's a little bit of top-line growth, but the numbers are small. This company is not forecast to make a profit, and their cash levels is low, so they'll probably need a fundraise. But they can't raise that much. They're so small, they can't raise that much. So they haven't got the ability to scale. I don't see why they're listed, because being listed alone brings with it a bill of like a $300K to $500K probably, in nomad costs and broker costs and all that stuff and listing fees, all that. So it's worthwhile them just delisting and just removing those costs. They may even make a profit then. Who knows? But as it is, I don't think it's viable. I don't think it can scale. So I'd say ignore. That's it for today. Thanks for listening. And like I say, if you want to receive this spreadsheet with and I start backfilling it, you know, it's because I've done lots of this stuff. It's been on a document, but I'm going to start backfilling this document, so we'll have, you know, hundreds of results from microcap companies, my comments and broker notes. I go to sharepickers.com and join the club. And if you want discount, just click on the book at the top of the page. Thanks for listening. Much was appreciated. Speak to you tomorrow.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Please do your own research.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.